Aspen Mayor Steve Scadron is fresh back from Italy, where he and three other city employees reviewed a possible sister city and took a look at how officials in Florence handle a major international cycling race. You could see some of the planning decisions right away.
The tenting they used to host the event was enormous. Like, we estimated 3 food and wine tents, if you put it, but possibly more. That's the VIP tent.
Scadron is waiting to hear more details on how communities near Florence helped pay to host the race, and he also plans to call on officials there if other questions come up in the coming months. Scadron says Aspen is definitely putting in a bid to host the Pro Challenge again next year, and Pitkin County commissioners also recently discussed how to plan for the race. In a meeting last week, officials seemed to agree the race would have to be organized differently. Commissioner Rob Itner pointed to an informal poll taken by the Aspen Times after this year's race. The paper asked readers if they wanted the Pro Challenge to return to Aspen next year.
980 people said no, it's bad for business, and 459 said yes, it's great for Aspen. I do believe that there are people out there that feel we can do a better job.
Many complaints about this year's race revolved around road closures. They were longer and more widespread than in years past. This year, Aspen and Snowmass were literally shut down, and it wasn't possible to get in or out for several hours. Commissioner Rachel Richards described one way to avoid repeating that scenario. On his recent trip, Mayor Steve Scadron looked at how the Italians handled that issue during a major bike race there last month.
Quite interestingly, Florence apparently was shut down for many days, not just one day like we were, but I think they said a week.
Although he's not proposing that for Aspen or the Roaring Fork Valley. The city of Aspen surveyed area business owners for their take on the Pro Challenge. The final report isn't out yet, but preliminary results show a number of requests for keeping Highway 82 open. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.